Of Study by Francis Bacon, 1561 to 1626. Studies serve for delight, for ornament, and for ability. Their chief use for delight is in privateness and retiring. For ornament is in discourse, and for ability is in the judgment and disposition of business. For expert men can execute and perhaps judge of particulars one by one, but the general counsels and the plots and marshalling of affairs comes best from those that are learned. Reading maketh a full man, conference a ready man, and writing an exact man. And therefore, if a man write little, he had need have a great memory. If he confer little, he had need have a present wit. And if he read little, he have need have much cunning. To seem to know that he doth not. Histories make men wise, poets witty, the mathematics subtle, natural philosophy deep, moral grave, logic and rhetoric able to contend, a born studier in mores. Nay, there is no stone nor impediment in the wit, but may be wrought out by fit studies, like as diseases of the body may have appropriate exercises. Bowling is good for the stone and reins, shooting for the lungs and breast, gentle walking for the stomach, riding for the head, and the like.